Hey, all you conspiracy lovers, this is Dan Stovesand, your Bronco headquarters for the nation. And we deliver Broncos all over the U.S. So if you live in Alaska, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Montana, Kansas, Texas, South Florida, it doesn't matter. We will bring a Bronco to you at no charge for delivery. So the best thing about owning a Bronco is customization, and we are specialists at that. Lifts, wheels, tires, winches, leathers, lights, the whole shebang. We can make it your own, and we will deliver it to you at no extra charge for delivery. So the process is get in touch with Reedland here. He'll get you in touch with us. We will put in your order. When it comes in, we'll make it customized to meet your dreams, and we will bring it to your doorstep at no extra charge for delivery. The Bronco of your dreams is only a call away.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Tommy, how are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing great, beyond great. I just had a birthday and I'm having a good time. I had a birthday yesterday and I celebrated Saturday.
So that's awesome.
We've got like a what do you call it, a tradition where that, you know, I got a lot of dinner friends, you know, people you go out with dinner with. And who's ever having a birthday, they don't pick up a tab for about a month.
Okay. All right. So what did you order a big meal at the dinner?
No, never.
No?
No, I'm on a, the wife allows me to eat diet.
Okay. There you go. So it's your birthday and you had to eat diet food.
Well, yeah, no, I always do. I never was a sweets lover. You know, we grew up rather poor. And to me, a piece of fruit was like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, we grew up in Canada. And you know what our dessert was? Toast and brown sugar. Toast, butter and brown sugar.
That's like French toast was, just about.
Yeah. I love toast. Yeah, always have.
Me too. I like English muffins. Nothing like a nice, well-toasted English muffin. Oh, I'm happy perfect. As could be.
And sometimes you got a double toast English muffin.
You want it nice and toasty. Get some nice, melt that butter on top of there.
So. Yeah, get it crispy and crunchy. Nothing nicer than crunchy. See, you know, my theory is that, you know, I potato chips and peanuts and stuff like that. They're good because they're crunchy, and what happens when you crunch? You activate your taste buds in your mouth, you know, as opposed to just swallowing. And I like everything, man.
And it's nice and salty, makes you eat way more.
Oh, salt! There you go. Yeah,
yeah, salt. Yeah. Because I love to drink, and drinking, you give a little salt and crunch to a drinker. It's like you re-energize to keep on drinking.
But you got to remember, the reason salt is so important is that it makes us drink water. Yep. That you know, and sometimes alcohol isn't a good substitute for, you know, just plain old fresh water.
Yeah, I get that. I drink quite a bit. I always have a little bottle of water by me at all times. So I
you need
understand
it.
That.
You need it.
Even at nighttime. You know, I'm old now, so I pee like 50 times. Of course, I come, I drink some more water, go back to bed. 20 minutes, I'm back up peeing again. I'm only 50, and this is kind of how my life goes, Tommy. This is how it goes.
That's because you overworked that instrument. That's what it is.
There you go. No, I heard some good news, man. And also, happy late birthday. I did see, I think it was the 24th, right?
What? Yeah.
Happy late birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, I seen just a couple days ago that the 70s show is now becoming the 90s show, and Leo is back on there again.
Yeah. Bigger than ever.
Dude, that's awesome. How did that come about?
Which one? The Leo or the 70 or the 90s show?
Well, let's start with the Leo, and then let's say how did they approach you to do the 90s show back over there again?
Oh, you know, they didn't have to do much. You know, I was waiting for the call because as soon as I heard that they're going to reboot all these other shows, I there was actually talk about just doing a spinoff called Leo. But I like this way better, much better, because it's the one of the strengths of Leo is that he was a comic relief.
Yeah.
And that's always nice, you know, when you don't have to carry the whole burden, you know, you just come in there for the laughs, and that's the secret of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, is he still going to have a little photo booth in the 90s, or?
They took out the photo booth soon after I joined the show. You know, I really don't know what they have in mind. That's always nice. Yeah. You know, it's a surprise. But I love the writers. I just got to tell you, you know, I was, you know, I've always been a sitcom fan. But when you get into it, or like with Cheech and I, you know, we did our own movies, you know, we would control everything, you know, the editing, the directing and that. But the great thing about that 90s or the 70s show, and now the 90s, is that the writing is so good that you look forward to it, as opposed to thinking, oh, how am I going to fix this, or how am I going to fix that, you know.
Is it the same writers that was there before?
Probably not. Probably a few new ones. I did talk to Mark Brazil.
Okay.
And that was an interesting thing. He was the guy that kind of created the 70s show. And I talked to him just recently. And it was really cool, you know, because he's still a youngster, you know. So everybody's quite young, you know, compared to me, for sure. And so the writing, I'm really looking forward to it, because what they did, they got the kids having grandkids. It's the grandkids that come over and do the marijuana circle and all that, you know. Oh, so that's
cool.
It's still red and still kitty, but it's the grandkids. I love it. Cause I have grandkids and great grandkids, you know? So I love that whole attitude.
Man, that's cool. You know, I moved from California to Kentucky, Tommy. And guess what? Weed is not legal in Kentucky. You still can't.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I think it's Mitch McConnell, man. I think he's in the pocket of the distilleries, and they will not allow.
For sure. He's in the pocket. He's in the back pocket, too, of all those guys.
He's in the pockets.
The weirdest thing is Kentucky used to be the hemp capital of the world.
I think we still are here.
The world. And they grew hemp, not just for hemp, but to fertilize the grounds for tobacco, you know, because, you know, tobacco really leaches a lot of stuff from the soil. And so they use hemp to, and then they plow the hemp under to revitalize the soil. But eventually Kentucky will be the hemp capital, or the pot capital of the world again. You know, we just got to get rid of, not get rid of them. We just have to outlive them, you know.
I'm waiting. The minute it's legal here, I even told my boss, I said, I'm lighting back up again, man. I don't need a misdemeanor ticket. You know what I'm saying? So I got to follow the rules and get hammered on some whiskey and some bourbon. You know what I'm saying? But I'm waiting, Tommy. I'm just waiting, brother.
Well, you're a better man than me, because I don't drink. And. But I do my smoke. But you know, the good thing about pot is that if I was in Kentucky, I just wouldn't smoke, you know, if there was any chance of me being busted. You know, I was very careful with that. And so when I did get busted, it was quite a shock, because I made sure that everything we did was, you know, legal. Might be on the edge, but still it was legal. And then they snuck that one in on me. But it all worked out for the best, you know. It always does, and it always will. By the way,
I agree completely. So now, do you have any? Tell us about your business that you have. It's a Tommy Chong's. What's the website, Tommy?
Hey, Tommy Chong. We'll get you all the information you need. You know, about CBDs and THCs and all that stuff. But you just have to find it. I'm the worst guy to. Talk about any kind of social media type shit, okay. You know.
Yeah.
My job is testing and laughing.
Yeah. I keep mine simple. Everything, you can go anywhere. It's conspiracy is the theory. .com, dot, you know, Facebook, dot, Instagram, dot, Patreon, dot, yeah. It's all conspiracy is the theory. Nobody else had anything on that. I got it all.
So yeah, good for you, man.
Pretty much. So I know we were talking a little bit ago, Tommy. So where do you were talking about hypnotism and stuff like that, right? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the mind is so powerful because the mind is really who we are, you know.
Yeah.
We are eternal beings and we are energy and we are eternal energy. And what we are, which we have always been, you've always been you, I've always been me. And we're talking about eternity. And so, that works. Always been you, always been me, talking about eternity. I write songs too.
Yeah, me too. That's awesome.
So what is happening now? The mind is really the theater that we enjoy ourselves. Now, if you train the mind, be it higher education, if that's your want, you know, if that's where you go, or music or whatever, no matter what you do, you're dealing with immortality, eternity. The stuff has always been here, only in different forms. Even Earth, even like if something dreadful happened and we eliminated Earth, we would still be alive in that sense. We would, you know, nothing ever ends. And, you know, at first I used to talk about eternity being like water. Every drop of water that was on Earth when it was conceived is still here. And we're talking zillions of years. It just changes form. The water goes into steam, water goes into snow, ice, you know, there's all sorts of shapes and sizes, but no drop of water ever leaves the planet, for sure. And we're 90% water. Think about that. And so 90% of us, for sure, scientifically, has always been here. The other 10% is also eternal. Now, the only thing that's transitional is our bodies, you know, because our bodies are like a car. You rent a car and then you lease a car. And then when the lease is up or you wreck it or something, you get a new car. And that's the same as our humans. When we transition, I don't like to say die because the body dies, but the soul never dies. And we transition. In other words, the lease is up, we get a new body. And we also find out what our next classes, because we are all us humans, we're all in school, we're all learning, and life is a learning semester. It's a semester where we go to learn, and the only way you can learn is with in a physical world, because there's nothing to learn in a spiritual world, because there's no want, need, or desire in the spiritual world. That only happens in a physical world. And everything, there's always two sides to everything. You can't have one without the other, because one makes the other exist. You know, you can't have good without bad, because if it was all good, then it would be like the spirit world where there's nothing. There's nothing. The only time you have anything is when you have the opposition. Now you have something. It's the opposite. That's why the I Ching, for instance, the Book of Changes that the Chinese talk about, they always put in their hexagrams, no blame. This is very important, because the humans always have a sort of a habit of blaming somebody or something. You know, if it wasn't for this, we would have had that. Wrong. There's no blame. What happens is meant to happen, or else it wouldn't happen. And so when you talk about aliens, when you talk about spaceships or people from another dimension, as I say, that definitely is possible, but probably improbable. What we see here on Earth is probably, again, because there's no absolutes, probably caused by natural occurrences and the mind. The mind, like I said, the mind is so powerful. Well, Jesus showed us how powerful the mind was, because he healed the sick. He healed the lepers. He healed, he walked on water. He actually had command of the weather. And that's because he was so evolved, but he was evolved in the mind. It was the mind of Jesus that made him do what he did. And so, and because our mind is the only thing that's eternal, that we can point to right off the bat. And so when you talk about, the pyramids or there's a lot of talk about the pyramids. How could a civilization that ancient come up with this technology and that? And where are the plans for the pyramids, by the way? They've never found any plans, any written on anything, you know, stone or whatever. There was no plans. And then this one architect figured it out. So you know where the plans are? That little model in front of the pyramid. They built that first. They figured it out all with a little model. Like you do a model car when you're building new cars. You don't build, just start manufacturing cars. You build the model. And the humans are so resourceful and so talented and so spiritual and so evolved. And just because we live in the 20th century, we've got absolutely no reason to feel superior over other ancient civilizations. None whatsoever, because they've all been the same with the humans. The life expectancy sometimes was really short, and other times parts if we're to believe the ancient writing, been incredible. There's people that they said been documented lived 800 years. I believe that. I believe it. And so the humans, we are the marvels of the universe. Don't give credit to some alien creature from another planet, because to begin with, they have their own issues to deal with. They have their own eternity to deal with. We have ours. And it's just the same, like you take a grade 3 class, sitting in on a, visiting the, say, a university class, you would have the same distance of mentalities, you know, or abilities. And right now, I think in the scheme of things, in some instances, we're way ahead. In other instances, we're way behind. And we're always in the middle. See? And so what I said about hypnosis can trick the mind into believing things that aren't true. But they're true to the believer. See? And so that to me explains a lot. Like when you see the ruins, like I was at the pyramids.
Oh, wow.
And I've studied them. I studied books about the pyramids. And what I found out in my studies was that it wasn't alien. It was man's ingenuity. And that little, there's a little tunnel that some of the people, writers, say it points to the Pleiades. You know, that little tunnel. But no, what that little tunnel was, what was it? It's too small to be in, blah, blah. What it was where they hung the cable or the rope made out of hemp to with a counterweight on the other side to help the slaves and the workers pull the big cornerstone up the ramp, grease it with grease, animal grease, to put it in place. That's human ingenuity. And when you go to Peru and you see those monuments there, not aliens. No, granted, the technology for spaceships has always been here, just like the technology for electric cars has always been here. The technology for airplanes, for anything, is always, we've always had it, but we've never discovered or used it. And each civilization has to deal with that kind of stuff on their own. Now, what amazes me about the human experience, and it's kind of funny, I just watched a show called Men in Kilts. Have you seen that one? Or
I have not. I have not.
Anyway, it's a kind of a documentary. What's it? The Castaways, I think it was the show of Scotland. This Men in Kilts, it's a documentary about two of the actors in the cast. It's not Castaways. What's it called? Some ancient medieval show.
Okay.
It's modern day now. And so they're in Scotland. And you know they're visiting in Scotland?
Who are they?
The distilleries.
Oh, they really? Oh, that's cool, man.
Where they take barley, fermented barley, and make whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it with glowing terms, like you're dealing with an elixir that's going to cure the world. This is whiskey. It's alcohol. It's going to kill you if you drink too much. It's going to put you in skid row. It's going to make you homeless, if you drink too much. They call it medicine, but it really is more than anything. It's almost poison. Because, alcoholics don't have a long, fruitful life, Actually, toward the end, it's kind of dicey, And so I'm watching that, and I love it because it's the human nature. Humans always want to get high. They want to change their, they want to be happy. And drinking makes them happy. Although too much liquor works the opposite. So I come to the conclusion that humans are both so intelligent and the opposite, so dumb. and we live in the middle. We're in there somewhere. But we're only here for a short period of time. That's all.
How do you think the transition from this where we're at to the next realm goes, Tommy?
Well, it's all individual. It's all individual. It depends on how far you progressed, and what you need to do. And because there's no curriculum, there's no right way to do anything except learn and learn every which way. Now, I don't remember. I kind of remember this from Bible. See, the Bible itself, by the way, was written by potheads. That's what induced them to go on the spiritual kick, especially the Jews, because they were the first.
Well, I didn't know that. So the Jews were the first to do that?
Yeah, they were the first to come up with the concept of the invisible God in heaven. See, everybody else worshipped idols. They worshipped things, the sun, the moon, the stars, the dirt, the animals. There's animal worshipers, But it was the Jews that came up with the spiritual concept of the God who art in heaven, not on earth. He's in heaven. And so what kills me? I just realize this, that most of the planet are involved in, or a lot of the planet are involved in a religion where they worship a Jew that was executed by the Romans. there's millions, if not billions, of people that have promoted this Jewish prophet, as you were, or healer, into as a god, because it was done by the Romans. They needed their Baal. They needed their and even though he taught, Jesus taught, or Moses taught, that you should not worship idols, you know, man-made idols. What do you see in every Christian church? A man on a cross, and people at the bottom worshiping this man on a cross. So, but he's Jewish. It's not a man. It's a Jew on a cross. And so think of that concept. It blew my mind. I just come up with this one. It blew my mind how the world is. And even the Muslim religion was an offshoot of Judaism. You know, it was the brother or whatever, Abraham, said, he wanted to go his own route, which is cool. And my son is married to a Muslim, and I practice Ramadan like everybody, you know, like all the other Muslims. And I love their teachings, you know. It gets a little militant at times, which they had to do. Because at one time, all the Jew worshippers wanted to kill the Muslims because they wanted to have salvation. You know, it's kind of funny. But what I'm saying is that it's all simple. Our life on earth was given to us by God, the higher power, and everything we need is in front of us. It's not hidden. It's not like, for instance, our energy. Why do we still dig hundreds, if not thousands of miles into the earth to pull up a product that pollutes the atmosphere and causes war, literally causes wars around the thing, because man found a way to monetize energy to heat the planet, to run their cars, the vehicles, and everything else unnecessarily, because all the energy we need is in the sky. It's blowing, like Dylan said, blowing in the wind. You can use wind energy, and so we're coming out of the dark. Not so dark, the lighter ages, not the real dark ages, but we're coming under the not so dark ages. Yeah. And here we are. Look where we are right now. We're watching a war in the Ukraine, which isn't really a war. It's one side having a fit, having a tantrum, because he needs more, even though he's got everything he needs. He thinks he needs more. And as a result, he's being, you know, revealed for what he really is, which is a greedy, unevolved entity, you know. But again, in order for us to evolve, we have to go to these schools and we have to learn all this stuff. And that's what we're doing. And that's why, as you get older, as I got older, you know, I got, it was less about comedy and being against society and all that, and more about the spiritual awareness that I've acquired over the years, you know. And now, like we're talking now, I love these conversations, because you have these epiphanies, you know, at home alone and everything else, but until you really talk about it, like we're doing,
yeah,
they don't really, you haven't really done anything with it, you know, but just the conversation and it all stems from that magic plant, you know, the cannabis plant. And that's why, to me, my life is beyond incredible. It's beyond incredible. I mean, I'm getting to the point, and I haven't done anything. There's one thing that was said, you know, when this massacre of the school kids took place, and these guys, basketball coaches, and everybody were shouting, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I love that one. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And the other one was, we don't need thoughts and prayers, which is the opposite of what you really need. because if you really need thoughts and prayers, then now is the time. And it's not, there's no right or wrong. There just is. There just is. And when you come up with a problem like we're facing, the solution's always in front of you. We've got it. We got the solution. And you know what the solution is with the shooting? It's capitalism. What you have to do, what we have to do, I got a plan, and the way I want to do it is kind of clever too. The plan I have, first of all, the one thing that changes everything in society is movies, television shows. If you want to make a statement, make a movie and make it everything a movie needs, you know, excitement, stars, everything to get people's attention, and then give them the lesson. And that's what we got to do. That's why back in the day, when Cecil B. DeMille wanted to do the Ten Commandments, it wasn't that he wanted to teach the people anything. He wanted to take advantage of how many people are into that, the Bible, which again was written by potheads, and because the stories were so ridiculous, the story, you know, where God stopped moving because God has that power to stop everything. And the Red Sea got parted, and the bad guys went into the middle of the Red Sea, and then the sea closed in on them, and so they wiped out the whole Egyptian army, and Moses and his followers were on the bank waving at these guys. I mean, it's pure Hollywood, pure fiction, but hidden in amongst the fiction is the truths, and truths that are like diamonds or gold. You can dig through all the mud and crap and everything else, but when you come up with a truth, it is pure, and it is so valuable because it never changes. It never changes. It's like gold. Well, gold will change over the eons, but and diamonds too. It's a lump of coal that was compressed so hard it becomes a diamond. Well, that's our minds. See, that's what's going to happen to our minds as we evolve. Now, if the doomsayers, you know, eventually all the ice caps are going to be melting and then we're going to be drowning. We're not going to evolve. We're just going to drown. and it cracks me up, but I understand. But the good part, see, there's good in everything, and there's bad in everything. That's the physical world we live in. And so what you want to do is, if you can, you sort of stay in between.
I agree completely. That's always my model, Tommy. Stay right in the middle. Because if you try to be too good, you become too bad. And if you're too bad, you try to make it up and be too good. Just make your mistakes, be right in the middle.
That's right. That's right. That's the best way to be, because that's where you are. That where, no matter how you look at it, that's where you are. No matter how clever you are, there's always someone more clever than you. And no matter how poor you are, there's always someone even poorer than you. You see, that's the way it is. There is no end to this. Now, why are we here? Well, I think our penis and vaginas tell us why we're here, you know, because that's what controls us when we reach a certain age, you know. he can have the cutest little innocent boy, but when he hits that puberty and he starts having those wet dreams, bye, innocence, hello, whatever. And celebrate it. See, the Puritans, they felt so guilty about it that they made it illegal. You know, it was only legal for the elite, you know, but the elite can do it and get away with it because who's gonna arrest the police, you know? But that's not the point of our life. And this is a big gift. If you really want to make a change or to be happy and be content, then the best thing is to find someone that needs help, you know, because that's how, just like I do when I do podcasts, you know, I write like crazy. And when you're helping somebody, then what you're doing, you're creating happiness. And when you create happiness, that's heaven. See, that now we're into this nothing. Anyway, yeah, if you've ever been in love or been so happy that you're not hungry, you forget to eat, you forget to sleep, you forget to do everything that you normally, that's your go-to thing, because that's the only thing you know how to do without even thinking about it, you know, and procreating or creating, that's another, what the Puritans want to demonize, you know, the incredible pleasure that comes with being human.
Yeah,
that's our joy, that's our reward, you know, and it doesn't, and the satisfaction, like there's a term called getting off. I got off doing this, I got off. It's a sexual term, you know. I did a podcast, I got off, or I painted a picture, oh man, I was in a zone, it got me off. And what it is, it got you, you had a climax, you know? And that, by the way, God is probably mentioned more times in the sexual act than in any other act imaginable. Oh my God, oh my God, oh God, oh God. And when you read the spiritual books, there's power and glory in just the name, just mentioning the name. And so what I tell people, and they don't listen, some do, but most don't, I tell them, we all have a God app because that's who we are. And just like your phone, you got an app, you want to go on the radio, you got a radio app, we got a God app, and it's built inside us. And when you go to that God app, miracles happen, literally miracles. I'm the best testament to that right there. You know, I went to a charity event with Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer,
mm-hmm.
and last night. And no, I, you know, I am who I am, and I don't dwell on it, think about it. But when I got there, they had a red carpet. And I took the red carpet, and I was doing interviews, and I was being asked like you, and then I was walking around, and then people want pictures with me, and everything, you know, and I totally enjoy all of that, I really do, because I'm grateful for who I am, what I've done, but the joy, here's the greatest thing is that you don't have to wait for your reward. When you have the mind, if your mind is on God, and it can be 24/7, then miracles happen. And you look at my life. I just finished watching a little TV show that we did about cooking with pot. Mm-hmm. And I got a chance to really look at myself and look at my way. Now, my son, when he looked at it, he got a little critical. You know, the light on the head looks weird, something like that. Now, I didn't see any of that. All I saw was an old guy with this young, gorgeous creature having fun and being in love. That's what I saw. And, oh, man, you take, when I look at myself, and I, you know, the, being 84, there's a lot of things that look different than they did when I was 24, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? What's there that really shines is the soul, the spark, you see, and it's the humor. And I tell people all the time, if you can find humor in everything, then you will never be worried. You'll never be sad. You'll never be lonely. You'll never be any of that stuff, you know?
I agree. You know, I'm with you. I have a wonderful wife. But each year I get another, you know, that the trees, they get rings in the tree. I get bigger and bigger each year, Tommy. So my belt, my waist goes with my age. So I'm at 50. Yeah. I'm hoping it starts to reverse.
It's all up to you. You know how to do it. You know how to make it bigger and smaller, you know. And by the way, that's a sign of wealth in the Polynesian race, you know, and the Japanese race too. And these are highly evolved civilizations, highly evolved. The Japanese civilization is one of the highest evolved on the planet, you know, and their sumo wrestlers are considered like rock stars, you know, because. Yeah, my son, my son, you know, his wife was pregnant and she gained a lot of weight, and he sort of like did a, I don't know if it was conscious or subconscious, but he did like a sympathy pregnancy, you know. And before that, he was trim, looked like a movie actor, you know, but he gained weight, and then what he did, he started enjoying eating, you know. And I mean, to be looking good, looking sharp all the time, that's one enjoyment you have to quit. You can't deal with. you gotta put that one aside, you know, and just concentrate on being skinny, you know, loving it. But yeah, that it's love. That's when I realized the spirit world is so tiny. It's smaller than the most minuscule atom that you can think of. And the reason is that there's no reason for it to be anything but what it is. It's invisible, because it really is a thought when you think about it. See what I did there? A thought when you think about it. You create with your mind. And it doesn't have to be any bigger than a thought. And that's why when you have a God app and you go to that app as much as you want to, it's yours. You don't have to sacrifice. You don't have to, you know, do all these things that people do, you know, to meditate or to create or to worship. You know, you don't have to have the robes and the stuff, you know. And where you're standing is holy ground. That's scripture, you know, standing on holy ground. And that's where you are. And your body's your temple. That's it. Your body's your temple. And that temple, that's what Jesus said, you know, when they executed him, you know, he says, his temple, he's going to rebuild it in 3 days. But he meant spiritually. He did not mean physically. Because there's no reason. It's funny, you know, they got Jesus in a cave, and then he comes out and he's living like a hermit. You know, here's the guy that was walking on water and bringing fish to, you know, out of nowhere, wine out of nowhere, you know. All of a sudden, he's on earth, but he's in disguise. Why would he be in disguise? So he wouldn't get beat by the Romans again? and nailed to a cross. That's got to be the most painful way to die. Can you imagine the pain? You're nailed through your hands and your feet to a cross like a bug, and you're there, and you can't do anything physically. It's got to be the most excruciating thing in the world. But because we are spiritual beings, all you do is you go to your God app, and that's it. And that's what Jesus did. And that's why, according to scripture, he said, "Why have thou forsaken me?"